WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, gorgeous humans. This is Laura Bennett, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. You know, sometimes life throws us these curveballs, these unexpected moments that make us question everything. Like, have you ever been working towards a goal, something you're truly passionate about, only to hit a wall? A metaphorical brick wall, maybe even a whole dang fortress of self-doubt. We've all been there. But guess what? Those roadblocks, those moments where we feel like giving up, they're actually opportunities in disguise. They're chances for us to flex our personal growth muscles and become even stronger, more resilient versions of ourselves. And today, my beautiful friends, we're diving deep into the power of imperfect action. That's right, taking those imperfect steps forward, even when things feel messy, uncertain, or downright scary. Let's get real for a sec. We often fall into this trap of waiting for everything to be perfect before we take action. We want all the pieces in place, the plan meticulously crafted, and every detail accounted for. But let me tell you something. Perfection is an illusion. It's a mirage shimmering on the horizon, always just out of reach. And chasing after it can keep us stuck, paralyzed by fear and indecision. So what's the magic formula? Embracing imperfection. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock your inner badass and start moving forward. First, acknowledge that progress isn't always linear. We all have those moments of soaring highs and crashing lows. There will be days when you feel unstoppable, like a force of nature, and days when you just want to crawl back into bed and pull the covers over your head. That's perfectly normal. The key is to ride the waves, embrace the ups and downs, and remember that every step forward, even a tiny one, counts. Second, celebrate small wins. Don't wait for the grand finale to feel proud of yourself. Celebrate those little victories along the way, that email you sent, that phone call you made, that workout you completed. These small wins build momentum and keep your spirits high. Remember, success is a marathon, not a sprint. Third, be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a close friend. We all make mistakes, stumble along the way, and sometimes fall flat on our faces. But that's okay. It's part of the journey. Instead of beating yourself up, learn from your experiences, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Fourth, surround yourself with supportive people. You know those amazing humans who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and celebrate your successes. Hold on tight to them. They're your cheerleaders, your sounding board, and your source of strength when things get tough. And last but not least, remember that it's okay to ask for help. We don't have to do this whole personal growth thing alone. There are resources available, people who understand what you're going through, and mentors who can guide you on your journey. So don't be afraid to reach out and ask for support when you need it. All right, let's bring it down a notch with a real-world example. Imagine this. You want to start a blog about your passion for healthy eating. You've got amazing recipes, inspiring stories, and a burning desire to share your knowledge with the world. But then, fear creeps in. What if people don't like my content? What if I'm not good enough? What if nobody reads it? Sound familiar? That voice of self-doubt can be powerful, right? But here's where embracing imperfect action comes in. Instead of letting those fears paralyze you, take a small step forward. Start by writing a single blog post, even if it's just a draft. Share it with a trusted friend for feedback. Maybe publish it on your personal social media page. See what happens. The point is to get started, no matter how imperfect it feels. And listen, that first blog post might not be perfect, and that's perfectly okay. You're learning as you go, experimenting and finding your voice. Over time, with practice and persistence, your confidence will grow, your writing will improve, and you'll build a community of readers who appreciate your unique perspective. Remember, my beautiful friends, personal growth is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, moments of doubt, and times when you feel like giving up. But keep moving forward, one imperfect step at a time. You've got this. Embrace the mess and celebrate the wins, and never stop growing. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some small steps you can take today to embrace imperfect action in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's inspire each other to keep moving forward, one imperfectly awesome step at a time. See you tomorrow for another dose of self-love and personal growth.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.